What exactly do you like about reggae music?
What I love about it is like one of those situations where even if you're in a club, you can go from hardcore dancehall to reggae, and it just fits right into place. It just feels good to the soul, you know?
Yeah.
You could be doing a Badman tune and then do a gospel tune like the next song, and it doesn't really affect the vibe of the party. It's just the rhythm and, you know, the sounds and great music.
Now, in terms of reggae / dance hall, who do you look up to?
If you're talking about way, way back in the days, kind of even before I started doing music, would be like Patra. I love the Lady Sauce, but I definitely love Spice. Who else is there that I like? I like Coffee. Tyus Stevens. I can't. It's just so many. I love everybody. Got one song at least that I like.
Yes. Now talk to me about R&B now. Hip hop. Who do you look up to?
Well, the R&B. I like the Beyonce. I love the Solange. I love the Usher, the Chris Browns. I feel so bad. I'm probably gonna miss out so many people. And then with the hip hop, I like Kodak. I like everybody. I like the Baby. I like Pac. I like. Mm-hmm. Like so much people. I'm a music girl.
Now, what exactly your parents are saying in terms of you involved in the music industry?
We're building a studio here in Mobay, and hopefully, you know, when you do finally come on this side, you can stop by. It should be done by the end of this year. And they support me in their own way, you know, they're business people, so you know, they love music.
Okay.
And they're into music. Yeah, my dad used to have a sound called Congo back in the days.
Yeah.
So he's very into music, and my mom is too. She's more into the fashion side, though.
Now, walk me through the first time you went into a recording studio. What was going through your mind?
I was intimidated by the mic. When you love something so much, I think me and the mic had to build a relationship.
Okay. Can you remember your first song you recorded?
It definitely was hip hop.
Okay.
No, I can't remember was it Chi Chi Cha Cha? I can't remember. No, I don't remember.
And you have a song, this particular song, because I spoke to Richie about production, in terms of this particular song, Killing Me Baby. What exactly are you talking about?
Well, shout out to Richie. That song is definitely a song about love and how it could be a beautiful but wicked thing at the same time.
Yes.
Me and a friend of mine were going through some relationship problems, and she actually was, you know, coming to me telling me I needed to write a love song.
Yeah.
And she was talking about like innocent love or whatever. So when I got this beat, it came, and that innocent love was my inspiration. And I just thought about all the times I had went through, you know, relationship problems or happy, what I wanted, what I didn't want, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's how the song came.
Okay, we're going to take some time out and listen to this particular song, Killing My Baby, the talented one. She goes by the name of Lady Keys. Keep it locked right here on your Better Station Roots, 96.1 FM. Chill up your radio real loud. A movie about it to the musical beat. Mark Watson in the mix.
You know how we do.
Last time was the last time we said that before. My girlfriend's telling me to walk out the door. I used to be the girl you adore.
Easy.
Faded tattoos, I can't see no more. Said he moving on and I should do the same too. All we do is fight, I can't blame you. You're killing me, baby.
Alan Squeeze, she's killing me right now. Here comes what we call the power play. Lady Keys, she's online.
Hey,
hit
guys.
Me one time.
Last time was the last time we said that before. My girlfriend's telling me to walk out the door.
Easy.
I used to be the girl you adore.
Oh, string, you just hit
Faded
me.
Faded tattoos, I can't see no more. Said he moving on and I should do the same too.
Easy.
All we do is fight, I can't blame you. You're killing me, baby. You're killing me, baby. Boots are meant for walking, wear my walking shoes. Nothing lasts forever, faded tattoos. I see the changes too, can't take it back. Everything we've been through, no fairy tales, dreams don't come true. No self-control, I'm lost, I lost you. Heart drop, broken in two, I accept my faults, it's my fault. Fussing and cussing, the assault, I thought I'd retire.
She has that sound, Mark. She's going places in the music industry. Trust me on this one, very talented. I like this particular one because you're killing me, baby. You're killing me. What's up? Lady Keys, you got talent. Seriously speaking.
Thank you.
So where do you go from here in terms of marketing and promotion now?
Well, just be on more platforms like this, you know, and my social media, which if you're not following me, is at Lady Keys. Yeah. I'm going to spend like a couple of weeks in Jamaica. And then, you know, once I get back to New York, you know, hopefully the pandemic with the coronavirus, everything's opened up a little bit. True. I could do some street touch road a little bit. Mm-hmm. But for right now, it's just a lot of online promotions, just networking and being on platforms like yourself. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Actually, it was Richard Budd introduced me to you.
Hi, Richie Bud. Shout out to Richie Bud. Shout out to Kingston. Yes. Shout out to Mowbray. Hi, Jamaica.
You, Richie Bud, a string. This string. Singer, you have to listen to the singer, String Man.
Oh, DJ String, shout out.
Yeah. Him said, you, Richie String, I want you to interview this young lady for me, you know, because she has talent. You get me? So he sent me a few songs from your catalog, and I've chosen this one. Killing my baby. Yeah, I like it. In terms of the inspiration, what you explained earlier on, how is the relationship going with you and your friend?
Everything works itself out.
Okay.
You know, the song wasn't just about one relationship.
Yeah.
It takes you back, even with writing, to like your first relationship, your second relationship, your third.
Yeah.
Things you hear about other people, you know? Like when I said on the record, when I was like, you know, a girl giving my guy the number and he tears it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not a lot of guys are going to do that, but that was like in my fantasy world. That's what I wanted. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's just different things in the song that just, you know, that's where the mind went at the time.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that probably another year or so, you will be putting out an album.
I mean, right now I'm dropping singles. You know, I just dropped the Superhuman, which is on Vivo.
Yeah.
You guys can go check out my Vivo channel, you know. But the Superhuman is like more hip hop, but it's definitely something that anybody would enjoy. Yeah.
Now, let me answer this, because a lot of us probably can't write a composition. No, when you're composing, is it or is it not that you isolate yourself from others, or you can just write anywhere?
You know what? I just write when I write. I can't say it's like, I don't have a time where I sit down and write.
Mm-hmm. What exactly excites you about the business?
Not the business part as much. More about the studio, you know, the fashion, expressing myself. More about anything that has to do with express. Mm-hmm. When it comes like with the business part about it, I like results.
Okay, results. Once you are putting in the hard work, Lady Keys, I guarantee that you will get good results. Determination is a must. Even though you're young, you just started, but you must have that determination about you in order to reach that particular point in the music industry.
Here I come.
Yeah, take your time. Now, apart from music, Lady Keys, because you know one and can clap, what else do you partake in terms of bringing in that funds to ensure that bills must be paid, mouth must be fed,
Well, in Brooklyn, New York, I partnered up with my partner, Andrew, and we have a small, well, not really small, growing business called D&D Securities and Alarms. So we do, I don't do the manly work, but okay. Behind the scenes mm-hmm. with cameras, construction, and anything that has to do with the home, turning your home into a smart home kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And if you're in Jamaica and you're looking for someone that you can, you know, rely on, kind of you're building your business, like an actual building or something, mm-hmm. we have a company that basically oversees your company if you're not in Jamaica, and we make sure that they're doing the work, the guys are coming on time, mm-hmm. just stuff like that. So basically I'm a builder, like I build songs, mm-hmm. I kind of behind the scenes.
She's a builder mom.
Kind of build a little bit.
So I'm assuming that she's a very strong Jamaican-American.
Jamaican, come
you, you
on.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah, since mm-hmm. you're a builder, so you got that inner strength to go forward in terms of this is what I want, I must achieve. At the end of the day, I will be getting good results. And I must congratulate you in terms of your way of doing things, having that particular mood in terms of going after what you want.
I mean, I'm not knocking nobody's hustle at all, you know, but
yes,
it's just a big family trying to work things out.
Definitely.
Right now, my auntie going, thank you, auntie. She just gave me a bone, a shot of bone, you know, so she know, like, it was kind of aggravated because I was in the hot sun. She got me a shot of bone, and now I'm chilling. Mm. It's just about teamwork.
Definitely.
You know, it's about family and teamwork right now. What and some people don't have the luxury that I have in certain areas, so. Mm-hmm.
Who are some of the people you want to send a shout out to in terms of your career, where you are and where you're going?
I want to give a shout out to Young Lion. I want to give a shout out to everybody in Mobay and at the house right now. And everybody that supports me, Richie, that gave me this interview, you. Mm-hmm. I want to give a shout out to D&D Security, Miami-Dade County, Cali. Shout out to Cali. I was just in California. And, of course, Brooklyn, you know. And shout out to Pablo, who scored a touchdown the other day. I got so many shout outs. And shout out to my miserable mother in the room. I just had a little argument with.
What is wrong with you? Okay. Just hail up mummy for me.
For sure.
As soon as the studio completed, I think we're going to be taking a trip down there to see what's up. Is there a name for the studio?
I don't know yet.
Not as yet. Why they call you Lady Keys?
Because I'm still trying to act like a lady. They just want me to behave like a little more of like a lady every day.
I like that. And continuing this particular part, and the only way you can get better is by practicing until you hit the nail on the head.
Thanks.
Yes, and I'm encouraging you to stay focused, be strong, have that particular guts, what you call determination. Once you have determination and you believe in what you're doing, you will reach to that particular point.
Thank you, DJ String.
Say it one more time.
Thank you, DJ String.
What's my name?
The number one DJ on the radio right now. My boy, DJ String.
You got it.
Keep it locked.
Mark Watson, say hello, okay?
For sure.
Okay. All the best in your endeavors. And remember, hard work and determination will get you to that particular point. Continue to hold your head up because you only can get better by practicing each and every day. You are what you are, not what they want you to be. You're in it to win it. And at the end of the day, hallelujah, glory, you will be getting good results. Thank you so much for making it Roots Radio 96.1 FM.
Bless up yourself. Say Lady Keys, Lady Keys.
Lady Keys.
Love you, Jamaica.
We love you too, Lady Keys. And give it luck right here in the middle of station 906.1 FM. Appearance are Jamaican. They are from the parish of St. James, capital, Montego Bay. Tell up your radio real loud. A movie about it, little music will be 13 minutes after 5 o'clock. We're live.
Last time we said that before. My girlfriend's telling me to walk out the door. I used to be the girl you adore. Faded tattoos, I can't see no more. Said he moving on and I should do the same too. Oh,
all we do is fight. I can't blame you. You're killing me, baby. You're killing me, baby.